Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Can I take 3 minutes of your time to eulogize two outstanding citizens who left a legacy of community service to Humboldt County? The first is Don Mankey. Don loved his family and was devoted to them. He also loved music and taught for over 4 decades, working his way up the grades, elementary school, middle school, Eureka High School, and finally HSU. For a total of 46 years, Don enriched students' lives and community with his passion for music. Throughout the community, when I would mention Don's passing, people young and old, musicians and non-musicians, would enthusiastically reply, "Ah, I took trumpet," or "I learned clarinet or saxophone from Don Mankey." Somehow, Don found time to raise a family, to play in different bands and musical venues. He found time to direct the choir at the First Presbyterian Church for almost 18 years. Somehow, he found time to be a family father, husband, gardener, carpenter, amateur photographer, and so on. Above all, Don will be remembered for his kind heart, sense of humor, and the ability to find a positive outlook no matter what the situation. A well-known local musician and friend described Don with one word, buoyant. The second community servant I wish to recognize is Glenn Sitma. Glenn was a type of man who practiced what he preached. He lived by the golden rule and wasn't afraid to say it often, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Subsequently, Glenn's life was full of love. He was a sweet man. I use the term sweet advisedly. He was sweet without being saccharine. Glenn's sweetness was the real deal. It flowed from his heart, his heritage, his faith. I say sweet, and I literally mean it. When I think of Glenn, I think of Snickers bars. Glenn was always handing out Snickers bars to his friends, family, and church. Glenn would also give out penny cookies, ice cream bars, and assorted sweet things to those around town just to see a smile on their faces. Glenn had been a baker, then a banker, then a broker. That's 3 pretty interesting jobs, and then he became county coroner. Not everybody aspires to be a coroner because of, well, you know, we have an aversion to death. But for Glenn, this job became a venue to serve others. Coroners attend to the deceased but minister to the living. Nobody was better than Glenn at putting a human face on a sad situation. I still hear stories about how during a time of grief and loss, Glenn's compassion and caring meant more than a sorrowing family could ever express. Glenn was tireless in serving people, customers or clients, or just plain folk. Glenn was a positive thinker and a bright light to those traveling down dark corridors. Glenn and Don, I close with 7 words. Well done, you good and faithful servants. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.